Okay, I kind of want to talk about it now.
Okay, thank you. Oh, wow, Ryan, you're so smart. Why don't I listen to you more often? I don't know, do I? It's okay, though. I forgive you.
Ryan, you need to see a doctor about your schizophrenia.
Like, we're fine.
Ryan, you need to see a doctor.
No, we're fine, I said.
Ryan, you crazy.
Ryan, you need to go.
Excuse me, I wasn't talking to you.
Everybody, welcome to the Team Plinkus podcast.
Welcome to another goddamn day in the Skype chat.
Fists about. Dwight, I love you. I was just giving you a hard time.
So today we have a very special guest, the ghost of Michael Jackson. Nobody? Nobody? Well, fuck you then. You didn't want to come on anyway. He's just scared. He's running away now. He's running away now. He's scared of Michael Jackson's ghost.
Michael, come back. Michael!
Oh my God, stop it. Why are you still reading that thing?
No, I'm getting pissed because Skype is auto-adjusting my microphone.
Call it a bitch.
Did you want it lower or louder?
But you can't have both.
It's not even checked, though, and it's still fucking doing it.
You like that?
Yeah, come on.
That phone just shuts off.
All right, I'll get out of here.
Oh, okay. I think Dole's gonna join us.
Yeah.
If I could find her, I might. There we go. It's a friends list.
Nah, that's too much work.
It's very difficult to find people these days. Whatever happened to the white pages?
Hey.
We burned them all.
God, you want to talk about difficult to find people? Let's talk about the white pages.
I agree. It's weird because I was just on the same train of thought.
What?
Well,
no,
you're
not.
You've spoken up.
I hate this place.
Ooh, it yeah, sends it to me on my phone.
Yeah, whatever.
Hang out.
I invited your phone, not you.
Are you in the hangout?
I just invited her. That's what she was talking about.
Yeah. It's on my phone.
Oh, no.
Never mind. Her internet can't handle it.
Unacceptable.
Too much.
As soon as you accepted, Dull, you just went downhill. Yes, let's all group mute her.
It's like throwing stones.
I was just about to say it's modern day stoning.
Aww.
Mute her!
It's been a long day. I'm really tired and I'm in the giggles mood.
I am in the giggles.
I'm in the giggles right now, Dwight. You don't even fucking know.
I don't know, Ryan.
You're a bit of
Alex,
a giggle.
Why are you so close? Don't do that. That's creepy.
I can see your ungrown mustache hair. You're so close. Stop it.
Stop it.
Oh, I am pretty close, aren't I?
Really? You kept looking up at the webcam all creepily.
Like, hey there.
It's really gross.
Am I?
So Dwight. Can we talk about the article you just read?
Okay, well, apparently I'm super late on it, but there's...
I didn't hear about it, so...
There's two things in here that really hit a chord. Microsoft released a bunch of new details about the Xbox One involving connectivity, licensing, and privacy features. Obviously, privacy features is about as what you expect. You can make anything private and do whatever you want about stuff like that. You know, they're trying to keep your privacy and shit. The one thing on here that is actually confirmed is that it is always on in some sort of connected state. So you're always current and ready to play. No more waiting for updates, it says. Which is, offline updates, alright, cool. It's not really offline, though, but, you know, low-powered state updates, I guess.
For bunny ears out there, go ahead.
There is a line here that actually really pissed me off as I read it. It says, a new generation of games with power from the cloud. Because every Xbox One owner has a broadband connection. That's
no.
Right there. Right there. That's that line that really fucking pissed me off.
Wait, does it say because everyone
it
has...
It says, the word for word, because every Xbox One owner has a broadband connection. That
it
right there.
It is
what if they don't?
They better.
It is 2013.
They
like,
better
for Christ's
they
sake,
want the system,
get a broadband connection.
Well, I think that's what it basically boils down to, the people that don't have good internet, they're not going to buy the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. They're not invited to buy. I don't even want them there. Slowing down our servers with their lag.
They will not get anything out of it.
Right. They just won't get anything out of it, so they won't buy it. So everybody that does buy an Xbox One will have broadband or higher.
I'm down.
Anyways, I just think that the way they worded that is really, like, just shitty and just mean, you know?
Yeah.
That was the thing to say.
Whatever. Some bullshit about Skype.
Is it going to be Skype that runs the Xbox Live parties?
I don't think it's going to be the parties, but you can use Skype on your box, I guess.
And if there's really tabs, then I should be able to use Skype while playing a game, so why would I ever use an Xbox Live party?
I would
rather
use Skype.
Well, the thing is, we're talking about that from our experience with PC Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox Skype could be still shitty. We don't know.
But if every Xbox owner has broadband internet, Dwight...
Yeah, that's one thing.
He's
but
got you there.
Unlike every Skype owner.
Xbox servers could be still pretty shitty.
Whatever. What's your next?
The first thing that I read here that really blew my mind is that your entire library is obviously synced to your account, but you don't need the disk anymore. Is that you can now, your games are linked to your account, so you don't need the disk.
Yep.
So it's stored on your console and in the cloud. So if I go to Terry's house,
the cloud,
I can log into my name and I can play games that I left at my house.
That's awesome.
So
awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's big.
The second thing that fucking just, you know, same day digital releases.
Yes.
So when a new game comes out, you don't want to fucking go and wait in a line? Doesn't matter. It's just fucking you buy it, and it's same day, and you could just download it. That's amazing.
That's cool.
It's fantastic.
No more discs.
No more discs. If you want it, Ryan, you want to go paperless, this is the first step right here. No more manuals or cover art.
Cover art could be in my house. It just has to be framed.
Okay, so there's that.
Dope.
And they talk about their wireless crap or whatever.
Wireless crap ability. That
look at how wireless we are.
Look at all the wires we don't
the
have.
The system doesn't come with any wire.
Make your own.
Wireless power.
We will give you the seeds to grow your own wires in your backyard.
6 months' time, you'll be playing Xbox One.
Okay, so another thing here. Share access to your games with everyone inside your home. So I assume this probably applies to people that have multiple boxes in the house. So if, you know, me and my non-existent son have one, our games are shared between us.
Ow.
So if he has a game that I don't have, I can use his game.
How do they know that?
Yeah, you have how to link would it your... check for that?
It was probably because you're on the same network.
Do you have to link your accounts, maybe?
I don't know. I will get to that here in a second.
What does that mean for, online passes?
I'll just read your fucking, the fucking blurb about it. Access your entire game library from any Xbox... No, that's the same one. Share your access to your games with everyone inside your home. Your friends and family, your guests and acquaintances get unlimited access to your games, Anyone can play on your game, your games on your console, regardless of whether you're logged in or their relationship to you.
Okay, so you have to be. So it's only on your Xbox.
Is it on?
Yeah.
It's on one.
Yeah. So it's like people.
Okay, but okay,
so
this
like
part
if
right
you
here.
You go to Terry's house, you can play
yeah,
all the games that you left at home and all of his games on your account.
No, well, I'm getting to the next bit where why I brought that up, and I'm kind of curious to see how they're going to handle this. Give your family access to your entire games library anytime, anywhere. Now, let me keep going before you guys do say anything. Xbox One will enable new forms of access
anything.
For families. Up to 10 members of your family can log in and play your shared games library on any Xbox One. Just like today, a family member can play your copy of Forza at a friend's house, only now to see not only just Forza, but all of your shared games. So you can play all your games, and any one of your family members can be playing from shared library at any given time. So I want to see if all of us can get in a fucking family plan.
And just start sharing games.
And then we just share all our goddamn games.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty
and
sure they thought of that already.
Only one person would have to buy it.
You
I'm
think
sure
that?
I bet you have to pay for it, and I'm in. If we can share it.
You may have to pay for it. There may be some sort of, like, you know, extra fee for a family plan type of deal.
If we can break it down where it's affordable for all of us.
I think it's worth looking into once they release more information about it.
It would save us all a lot of money. Because then we can pull on games. Then we can start. Then we can pull on games.
Just split the cost of one game and then we all got it.
As long as you can play multiplayer on the same game.
There might be something where it's like not more than one person could be playing that
game.
That's
what I'm wondering.
Account, you know?
But maybe not.
Yeah, that.
Or maybe not.
We gotta look into.
The next thing here is trade in and resell your disc based games. So, we designed the Xbox One so game publishers can enable you to trade in your games at participating retailers. Microsoft does not charge a platform fee to retailers, publishers, or consumers for enabling transfer of these games. So, I'm thinking that maybe Xbox One games will now come with a serial code. And for you to trade them in or whatever, like, GameStop will have to see that it's deactivated, that serial code.
Mm.
I think, I want to say that that's how it's going to happen. I don't really know.
And they're saying that Microsoft is not going to charge you to...
Not going
to
charge you.
But the game developers have the right to charge you, is what they just said.
It just says Microsoft does not charge platform fees
Microsoft
to anybody.
Microsoft does not charge.
Right. Yeah, we just said that.
There's
but the thing is that that's already been happening with EA anyways. EA's been doing shit kind of like that already, where if you get a used copy of Battlefield 3, Ryan, which you have known, you have to buy
it was my used copy of Bad Company 2.
Well, regardless, both games, you know, the same shit.
The downside is if it's only a select amount of retailers, you're probably going to get even less for trading it in.
More than likely.
Because there's less competition.
Yeah.
Well,
like, there goes all the mom-and-pop people, because, you know, they're not going to get any part of that deal.
Well, I mean, it doesn't say select retailers, it says participating retailers. So if those mom-and-pop people say, all right, I'll participate in that, you know,
they
probably can't. You don't know. Maybe they will. If they want to fucking stay in business, they will.
I don't know.
It's true.
Again, we're only seeing, you know, a small.
They're problem. Already going to get pushed out of business. Well, not even pushed out of business. It's just they don't have much stake in this generation anyway. If it's going to be so digital,
yeah.
But they can still thrive in the old stuff. That's what they've been doing.
Yeah. Okay. So here's another thing here that a lot of people were kind of confused about, me included. Give your games to your friends. Xbox One is designed so game publishers can enable you, so that's the big thing right there, game publishers have to enable you to give your disc-based games to your friends. There is no fees or charge as part of these transfers. There's two requirements. You can only give them to people who have been on your friends list for at least 30 days, and each game can only be given once. So, they have to be on your friends list for at least 30 days, and you can only give it out once. So again, I think that is based on the serial code.
Right.
You know? So if I want to give you a game, and then I give it to Terry, Terry can't then go and give it to someone else.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But then you could just play on his game, because you can play on any game anywhere, so what does it matter?
Well, yeah, so, you know. There's a whole bunch of, like, situations, I think, where there might be, like, ways of, you know, working around it, but...
We'll figure it out.
Someone will, and then we'll figure it out, and then maybe they'll probably block those ways. I don't know.
Who cares? I'm invested.
Really?
I'm in.
Oh, Terry, actually, I think you were probably right about the trading in bit. Third-party publishers may opt in or out of supporting game resale and may set up business terms or transfer fees with retailers.
Told you.
Microsoft does not receive any compensation as part of this. In addition, third-party publishers can enable you to give games to friends. Loaning or renting games will not be available at launch, but we are exploring possibilities with our partners. It might be pretty cool to be able to just rent a game through the Xbox Live Arcade.
And it just deactivates itself after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, so you don't have to like go out and fucking do the red box bullshit. So
you don't have to go outside ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will be cool. I'd be down for that.
Yeah. Because there are a few things, like a few games and stuff that I just want to play to maybe just record, you know, one little bit. Do one day rental. Redbox is not really suitable for game rentals right now. They're pretty shitty with that.
Mine's got some pretty good new releases.
Yeah. Ours around here, they boast all of that. Like, oh yeah, no, we got the new Call of Duty Dogs. You wanna rent it? And like, no, you gotta go to town over to this specific Redbox that has one. Oh, never mind, it's
and it's gone.
Yeah, and it's gone. So anyways, that's the info I read. I'm warming up to the Xbox. I'm still waiting for E3 next Monday, yeah? Their Microsoft thing?
Yes, Monday.
This Monday.
We're streaming it, right?
Point.
Yeah, I gotta fix my sleep schedule before then.
At this point, I'm just thinking I'll just take my money and dump it into my PC.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in all honesty, that's the more solid approach to things.
The only thing you miss out on is the console exclusives.
Halo.
Ah.
That's the only exclusive you guys can name off the top of your head, though. Maybe Gears of War, but we don't really play that. Gears of War.
Well, that's the only one worth playing.
Halo.
Yeah.
Do you think that's worth the probably $400 or $500 the console's going to be? Ryan, I'm not asking you.
We know Ryan's answer.
Yeah, we know, Ryan. We get it, okay? You like Halo.
I don't like Halo. I love Halo.
I am in like with Halo.
Halo.
Xbox is just the medium that Ryan uses to experience Halo.
Right.
He has no love for Xbox.
It's not true. I love Microsoft.
I am in like with Microsoft. We're on good terms.
Yeah.
I don't call him ever.
He doesn't
call me.
You call him all the time. You use him every day.
I really don't. I turned on my Xbox twice.
I said Microsoft. I said Microsoft, boy.
Oh. Meh. I do use Windows every day.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
And Skype, which is run by Microsoft now.
Yeah. Well, Skype was Skype before Microsoft took it, so.
Yeah.
But
I'm...
And Windows was Macintosh before Windows was Windows.
That's not necessarily
true.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily not true either.
It's pretty necessarily not true.
You don't know that.
I do.
Whatever.
I'd like to see that in writing.
I will get you a website.
Yeah, write it down.
If you would like.
If you can.
Get it notarized.
I'm illiterate.
Can you?
Can you? Should I?
Yeah.
I'm watching it again, Terry.
Yeah.
I'm on episode 8 already.
You crazy son of a bitch.
Where you at, Alex?
Speaking of TV shows.
Oh.
That MasterChef.
Oh, dude. I picked up Hulu Plus because I wanted to watch season 3 again. So I rewatched season 3, and Alex, you were just the worst cook ever.
Yeah, really. Alex, please.
And Terry, what was the nickname we gave David?
David
was the fat guy.
It was Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos! I was showing Leanne the show because she came over the day it came out on Hulu. So I was like, oh, sweet. I'm going to watch MasterChef. And so I showed her it, and she seems to like it. And I was like, oh, man, you missed season 3. Season 3 was a blast. Everybody had nicknames. Everybody had their own, special traits and whatever. And so I went, and I was like, I'm going to grab Hulu Plus. And it's like, get a week for free. And I'm like, okay.
Sure.
So I rewatched.
You couldn't watch it without it?
Huh?
You couldn't watch it without Hulu Plus?
Season 3, no.
Oh.
And so... I showed her the first few episodes, and I was like, and that's Alex, and that's, I forgot who David was or whatever, but, I was just, going through them all, and, I didn't even tell her, I was like, there's one guy in here where we named Alex, you're gonna know who it is,
is Alex? What's his face? The terrible one?
Yeah, the one
that's really bad and looks like Alex.
He's the awful one.
Yeah. Who thought he was really good and was like, oh, these artists are just stupid.
No one understands my food.
His creative genius. No one understands his creative genius.
No one understands
my and then food. Then there was the flavor elevator. That guy. He was
right.
He was great.
Oh my god. So good.
Juan Carlos. I can't believe you remember, dude.
Juan Carlos.
Yeah, Juan Carlos is terrible, too.
I don't know how he lasted as long as he did.
I don't know how Alex lasted as long as he did.
And Alex, they're just cutting you up right now.
I know, right?
It was worse when the show was actually on weekly.
It's because your camera's so close to your face.
Terry and I used to watch the show and just berate Alex.
Just yell at Alex while we watch it. The fuck are you doing? Don't put the fish there.
You guys just don't understand my genius.
Alex, this season, did you see that one dude, the roadkill guy?
Oh, yeah. We call him Crazy Eyes.
Just bugged out,
Yeah, Leanne and I are calling him Crazy Eyes.
That guy is scary. It's fucking scary. He's staring him down like he's going to murder them.
The thing is, though, Terry, is since I have Hulu Plus, all the new episodes came out today, and you know how they do 2 a week?
Mm-hmm.
I have 4 to watch today. 4 new episodes.
Nice. Yeah.
I watched one of them today. I got halfway through the other one.
Yeah, I haven't watched the third one yet.
Yeah, I got halfway
through. I saw and started this season, because I just finished the last one the other day.
How awesome is Christine?
Christine, yeah.
So cool.
I was in the when they were picking people for this season, there's the one guy, the burn victim guy.
Yeah.
And he came on and talking about how he's gonna prove that handicapped people can still, do this. I was like,
yeah.
Did not see last season when the blind went won?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, blind chick wins season 3. Watch it, it's awesome.
Yep.
It's awesome even if you know that happens.
Yeah.
Dwight kind of gave it away for me when I was like, oh, I think I'm going to watch this. But, I didn't care because it was awesome.
Yeah, no, I yelled at Dole that she can't watch season 4 until she finishes 3. So.
There was that guy and then that Natasha bitch. Oh, my God. The first one they showed when they were picking people. And she came in all like, I'm going to prove to people that I'm not just a pretty face. People.
Oh, wait, the model?
No, she's not a model. There is a model, but she's not the one. She's, I don't know what she does. I think she's just a... Bless you, Ryan.
Thank you. Sorry, pardon me.
No, but yeah, she comes on. She keeps bringing up how beautiful she is, how pretty she is. It's like, oh my God. Get the hell out of here. And what makes me angry is she's doing good.
I can't remember. Since I just blasted through season 3, my names for the new people.
It was the very first one they show in episode 1.
Yeah.
What did she make? She made don't know, something. And she was talking all this shit, and she's still talking all this shit, and like half the people hate her.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Came in talking all this shit, and she made it through and all this, and she's the worst. But damn it, she can cook.
Yeah.
I don't like you, Natasha, but god damn it, do I respect you.
That's all she wants is respect, not just another pretty face.
Not just another pretty face. People look at me like, she's pretty, but can't she cook? Shut the fuck up.
Natasha Cernjak?
Yes,
that is her.
Cernjak, how did you do that?
Yeah, they have like a little 1 minute interview with her right here, and I'm sure it's just awful, but
it's got all kinds of sass.
Yeah, I'll put that up on the link bucket.
I'm so pretty, blah 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 blah. I'm
just
pretty
just,
and I cook.
Just looking at her, I hate her. Oh yeah, she's the one that set the fucking grill on fire.
Yeah,
or well, it was like all smoky and shit.
Like, watch it, bitch.
Yeah, even if you guys don't like cooking shows, this is a good cooking show. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I like cooking shows because they make me hungry.
Yeah. I like cooking shows a lot.
Yeah, I was trying to catch on.
Look at all this food I can never have.
On Hell's Kitchen, like, a few minutes ago, and I was so hungry because I didn't eat lunch. I was just dying.
I won.
It was so bad. They were like, it was like steak night, so like, ugh, just... All different kinds of steaks. It was brutal. The only other thing that can do that to me is like Olive Garden commercials. Forget it. I will flop on the floor and die.
Those fine products at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, it's just their commercials are just really appetizing.
At risk of using a phrase that I dislike. Olive Garden always gives me the squirts.
Gotcha.
Just wheeling them in. One.
Oh, and that one girl, Brie, the one with the glasses and the bangs. She's like short and quiet or whatever. Yeah, the face. She's there on the clip thing at the bottom. I have a feeling she'll be the new hipster chick.
Yeah, the new Monty.
Yeah, the new Monty.
She's going to cry about everything. She's going to complain and, you know, think everybody, you know, is out to get her.
Because they are!
Although, yeah, because, I mean, with Monty, they were, though.
They were, but she kind of rotted on herself.
Yeah, she did.
Well, yeah, but...
She talks shit, too.
Mm-hmm. I like Luca. I'm glad he's back and he made it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also like that James Nelson guy. With the long hair and the beard. Long, he reminds me of Lethal Frag. And I'm like, dude, Lethal Frag's the tryout for this show. He could cook.
Yeah, he went to cooking school.
He's a chef.
He can do it.
I'm just looking through the faces now to remind myself who's in here. Yeah. And Johnny, the guy with the mohawk.
I was rooting for him.
I like Johnny.
He came up with that popcorn lobster stuff. I was like, all right, this is either going to be really good or really, really bad.
Yeah.
And he nailed it.
Yeah. He has a kind heart.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Tell by looking at him. He's got a good heart.
I like Beamy too because he made that cool joke about his name.
He was funny at first, and then they mentioned his daughters, and he just... Felt he pieces.
He was no longer a person after that. He was on the floor.
He came in all on fire. He's all confident, like, yeah, I can do this, blah blah blah. Well, are you gonna be okay with being away from your daughters?
My daughters!
Oh,
where are my daughters?
I was like, wow.
I'm gonna see that.
What just happened? Like,
bam. Fell apart.
Yeah. I don't know if that was an act or what, but I'm pretty sure it was sincere, and that dude just mention the fact that he's away from his daughters, and he's just.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say something so terrible?
The truth hurts.
I don't know who I'm pulling for.
I like Johnny. I like Luca.
You like Johnny.
I like James.
I like Johnny. I like Howard. I like that Jordan guy that, what's his name, called out and said that he could win it.
Yeah.
And then I like, what's her name, Adriana, just because she's cute. She's a little cutie. That's what she is.
Which one is her? Ah. Yeah, I think she might be the new Becky.
Yeah.
Remember Becky from the last one?
Oh,
Becky tore shit up.
Yeah. Becky fucking set records and everything.
This is every day, like, yeah, bam, bam, bam,
ridiculous.
Bam, bam.
Yeah.
You go, Adriana. I don't even know who this Lin guy is. They didn't show him, like, at all during the...
They showed him a bit.
Did they?
Yeah. Not a lot, though. So, you know, he's probably the next one out.
And I don't remember... Savannah was the... Was she the fish one?
Oh, I can't remember. Her hair looks different.
Yeah, it looks darker. I think that's the fish one, because I don't see any other blonde. There is no blonde. Yeah, she was the fish one.
Yeah, she's the one that's a waitress on a yacht. Or something, yacht waitress, I think.
Yeah, yacht waitress. He's like, I don't know about you, and then he does a little filet cutting challenge.
Yeah, she fucking nailed it.
It's like, what? What? You gonna let me on or what?
I think that Chrissy girl, by the way, is gonna like beat up someone.
Probably. You haven't seen the third one?
No, I haven't seen the third one yet.
Okay, yeah, because they're already calling it out. Like they both hate each other.
Oh really?
Yeah. Shit's getting real catty.
That's the part. That's the other part. It's like it takes that stereotypical fucking reality show type of thing. You know, the cattiness and like the.
Yeah. Though, why arguments? Do girls hate each other?
Right, yeah, that too.
I don't know. I don't like girls personally.
Already this season
is just like is, I don't know,
is way worse than the last season. Last season season 3 like civil, like the almost the entire time. And this one
Flavor Elevator guy got some
heat. Yeah. He was bad.
Really mad, really mean to people.
Yeah, he was a dick.
But in like the best way, cuz like he was like a dick. And
a dick with a heart of gold.
He was just too stupid to really like be a full dick. And he was best friends with Alex.
That's always hilarious.
What's his actual name, dude?
He backed the wrong horse.
Tolly? Tolly.
Yeah, it's Tolly.
His name is Tolly. Yeah.
Polly?
Tolly.
Tolly. Tolly.
It's hot in here, so I'm trying to get my headphones off.
Like, he was friends with Alex, and I was like, who are they talking about now? Who was I friends with?
It's funny, because like, there was this one challenge where like he was able to give people real crab or canned crab.
Oh my god.
And he gives his buddy Tully a real crab, so like he can't fuck up.
and the blind girl a real crab.
Yeah,
he it's gave like, the blind every girl time real crab. He did it, it completely backfired. There was like 3 challenges in a row where that happened too, where people would win the challenge and then they would completely screw all the people they wanted to help over.
Yeah, but during that crab one, it's funny because when Alex brings up his dish to the judges, they look up to the flavor elevator and they're like, "Was your goal trying to send him home?"
Because it's working.
I don't know what any of this means.
Just, you got, like, if you like cookie shows, even in the slightest bit, like, season 3 of MasterChef was just fantastic. It was all over the place the entire season. It was good stuff.
In the best possible way.
And you get a free week of Hulu Plus, like, super easy. Like, I've used my trial before, like, way back in the day. I got that free month. And when I went to go back to actually just pay for it, just so I could watch it, they were like, oh, yeah, here's this free week. Okay.
They must not be doing great.
Here's another one. Yeah. Please stay.
We missed
pay
you.
Us next month. I don't know. It's fine.
Forget to cancel it, please.
you do get less ads though on Plus. I will say that.
Oh, okay.
There was a good amount of times where like I would just go through maybe 10 seconds of ads versus like the 90 seconds.
Oh, 90 seconds.
Without Hulu Plus, yeah, I think the average is 90 seconds. Which is three ads,
yeah,
three, four
ads. I think I'm like logged out right now of Morgan's account because I've been getting a lot of ads.
Yeah. So anyways, that's MasterChef. It's great. You should watch it. The fat guy says yummy every now and then, and it just makes it all worthwhile.
Yummy. Yeah, he said it.
Oh, God. I don't ever watch cooking shows, but this is a
I was actually show. Really surprised that you picked up on this as much as you did, because I know you don't watch cooking shows.
It's compelling.
Yeah.
I don't like Hell's Kitchen, though. Hell's Kitchen is just a bunch of screaming and bitching at people, and yeah, I can't.
It's the
why else would you want to watch it?
That's exactly why I don't want to watch it.
I love Chopped. It's all about Chopped.
I can't get into Chopped at all.
Which one was Chopped?
It's the one where you have four chefs and then they have to cook
the entire competition in one episode.
Yeah. I've seen that once. Yeah.
In 1 hour. And then they cook they have 20 minutes to cook an appetizer, 30 minutes to cook a meal, and 20 minutes to cook a dessert with unknown items. Mm. Four.
Mm. Yeah, I can't do that one.
I love it.
Yeah, you can't really get attached to the people that are in the show.
Exactly. Yeah,
I don't care.
I think that's part of it for me.
I like seeing the progression.
These people are already accomplished chefs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing with Chopped is that they're already chefs. And they come in.
Yeah, I don't.
You know,
I don't want to get associated with them. I don't care about their life. I just want to see them cook some crazy shit.
Shit. Yeah, so that's
so hot, Dwight.
What I've been doing today. I had MasterChef and then stopped halfway through so we could stream Ace Combat, which is fucking intense, by the way.
Yeah, why don't you guys talk about Ace Combat for a bit?
I told you it was.
I was not expecting that. It's like Hawks, except much faster pace and a little more streamlined as far as controls go.
You're talking about Assault Horizon?
Yeah, Assault Horizon.
It's $30 right now on Steam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The thing, though, is the co-op mode, which is what we're doing. You need to unlock the missions from the single player.
Okay, is that all you guys are going to say about it?
I guess so. I mean, they're the same mission as in single player. And they get fucking ridiculously hard.
And I just meant about the game in general, not just particularly that.
Oh, the game?
Yeah, I told you guys.
I don't know,
man. Talk about the game. You guys like the game, but you haven't really said anything about it.
I did. It's like Hawks, except streamline. It's faster. You can, like, fucking do fucking backflips and dodge people, and it's ridiculous.
Listen, you can do backflips and Hawks, okay?
You can, but it's like.
But you gotta
go very slow. This is more like an evasion counter move, like thing of countering in Assassin's Creed. You basically wait for like the right moment, and then you hit it, and then you just like attack back. And this in a jet, it's like if someone's chasing you, you can just wait for that right moment, and then pull back and go and get right behind them.
Oh, so like Top Gun,
yeah.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
And for whatever reason, you can change the color of your jets, right? There's like different skins for each jet. I don't know why, but there's like fucking anime skins.
What?
That's awesome.
It's some random anime called Idol Master or something. And it's got like anime characters on it.
That's
it's
so
like
funny.
Pink and blue and green and yellow.
Is it Idol Master?
Yeah, the A in Master is like a D.
At sign.
Yeah.
At sign, yeah.
What the fuck? This is in the jet game?
Yeah.
It's like the jet's paint job has them all over it and shit. It's like, it's funny. It's funny.
This is like a anime about like a bunch of girls in high school. Really? And they're all wearing pink and like really revealing clothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
What is it called?
I just put it in the chat.
Idol Master.
Oh, I see it now. Okay. Oh. What?
That's supposed to strike fear in people's hearts? What if the CEO right now of whatever company did it?
Here, it looked great.
Was just like, alright, we have to put this in. What the fuck? This is not supposed to hide you at all.
That's awesome.
Sponsored by...
Terry flew over me. I told him to fly over me and look at my jet. He's looking at it and goes, why?
So is it more than two players?
I think co-op goes up to three, but I'm not sure on that.
It's really an odd number.
Yeah, it's a really weird number.
I don't know.
I'll look it up real quick. But yeah, we're going to be rolling anime jets next time we play.
Terry's got his F-22 Raptor. It's all pink and white. The anime girl on the fucking tail fins. Like a bikini, and he's like, this is my spring jet.
Oh, man.
It's a fun game, though. It's a lot. It's intense. This is the thing, Terry. When we were playing together, it was a lot harder than it was in single player.
I'm sure it was. It felt pretty hard.
Which, I'm sorry, but for you, you just got thrown right into the shit then, because I was having trouble.
I had no idea what I was doing. This is flying around and taking shots at people.
No, but like when you're chasing someone and they were doing those really high G-force turns.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like they're just when if you're not like in chase mode, they're just like la 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 la, and then you get in chase mode and they're just like.
Now, do you have to activate chase mode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when you get close enough, this like green circle appears over the jet you're chasing, and you hit the bumpers. And that'll initiate what's called dogfight mode. And it zooms in and it's all cinematic and shit. And you're chasing this guy around.
You gotta keep on his ass.
So, okay, so you're still in control of the jet. It's not like a lock-on thing.
It's kind of, it locks on. And for the most part, it kind of goes. Yeah, it guides you. But the thing is, you still gotta maneuver the shot.
Yeah, you still have to maneuver or you'll like shoot off and you'll lose, you know.
Like you have to keep him in the screen.
Yeah. Okay. It's like you're on a trail, and you need to keep your jet on that trail, and it kind of guides you a little bit, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I watched that clip that Terry posted of you guys.
Yeah, that's what was happening in the clip. Like, I had no control at that point.
It was really hard for me to follow what was going on, other than, like,
what
the crowd
happened to Terry there
was here.
A barrier case.
And then he went through a building.
I flew through a building. Didn't take any damage. Nothing. And then later on that same level, I like flew directly into the ground, hit it, bounced straight up, and just no damage.
Oh,
he was a hero that level.
That makes sense.
Terry was a hero.
Goddamn right, I was.
There was a part in that level where these three bombers are approaching the city, and you have to take them out before they get there. I took two of them out, and when I'm trying to engage the last one, I get locked on by like four different guys. And I'm trying to like run and I'm spinning back and forth. And I go to Terry. I'm like, Terry, you have to take the last bomb.
Terry's I didn't know where the fuck it was.
It was like 10 seconds before it reaches the city. And he's like, I see it. 2 seconds left. This guy takes the bomber down, crashes in the city,
kills everyone that he was trying to save.
Look, it killed half the people that it would have killed with the bomb.
Oh, okay, good.
That's an acceptable loss.
I agree. You'll get a medal, I'm sure.
And then we had to do that fucking one with the missile at the end. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Oh, man.
It was like a jet missile.
It's this jet at the end comes. You have to take this fortress. You're helping ground troops take a fortress. And this jet comes out of nowhere at the end and fires this cruise missile with like this special type of bomb on it. And you have to chase this missile before it hits the fortress.
You have to do it like five or six different times because it just wouldn't die. We would hit it with like five different missiles and it's just like, nope.
No, not even, It's like, no.
Yeah, yeah, it would move, too. It was like a drone, so it would, like, dodge some of the missiles, and then any missile that hit it, just whatever, just shake it off.
What?
It's very fast. The game is really fast.
Yeah, it is very, very fast.
The levels take, like, what, 15 minutes, 10 minutes each?
Yeah.
But the gameplay is really fast.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. The chopper pull is interesting.
I don't know what happened at the end of that level.
Yeah, you blew something up. There was something on that truck. Because that was a big explosion.
It's a helicopter level. We're flying Apaches. And what's interesting is that you can customize your loadout. Like, you can carry each different missiles. Terrio's carrying air-to-air missiles. I'm carrying air-to-ground, just in case.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
You had... What is that?
What? Is that all? Oh, nothing, nothing. Don't worry about it.
You gotta stop there.
You focus... Don't focus over there.
Okay. Oh, man. That's a fun game. More fun than I thought it'd be.
More fun than Hawks?
More fun than
Hawks. I played both Hawks, and I gotta say it is more fun than Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, though, if you're gonna play co-op with someone, one of you needs to have at least beaten the game through, so you can unlock all the levels.
You don't get all the levels unless you beat the single-player campaign.
Did you guys figure out if it's more than two players at all?
I'm looking right now.
The thing is, though, Terry, you don't get all the levels from the single-player, because there's a level where you fly an AC-130 and a bomber.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It might... I think the multiplayer is like a... like... fighting each other multiplayer. Cooperative missions and free for all deathmatch, blah blah blah. Let's destroy the other teams. So there's competitive multiplayer, and I think co-op might just be two.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Co-op. Well, it doesn't actually say anywhere.
I think it might be three, because it let me... When I invited you, I think I had an extra slot, because it said private slots two.
All right, well, whatever.
I don't know if that meant one for me and one for you, but whatever.
Well, I would assume that your slot would be immediately taken anyway.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you never know.
I'm just going to boot it up right now and see.
There you go.
Okay. You two don't fucking start playing, though. I don't trust either one of you, and you know.
Hey, come on.
You know you can't trust yourselves
either. Ah, man.
I need you guys here.
You'll be shouting.
Breaking my balls.
We'll do it after the podcast.
You're really breaking my balls here, Mike.
Breaking my balls here.
There'll be plenty of time for you guys to play it after.
So hot.
Like a parent. Just finish this, come on. Finish your homework. There's plenty of time to play games after.
It's so hot.
Ryan's melting.
So, yeah, thanks to Chef Brando for gifting that. Good call.
Nice.
Got Eagle Fist and Wild Card back up in the air.
I need to check it out. But only if the co-op is more than two players.
I don't know. It's not telling me. You would think Co-Optimus would tell you, but...
It says set private slots too, and it looks like there's room for two more people, so it's probably three.
That's interesting that they would just stop at three.
Yeah.
It makes a little sense, because that would make you a squadron. Or not a squadron, but you know what I mean.
Squad.
Like you got one guy. Yeah, like you got one guy.
You get the flying V going.
On either one.
Flying V.
So it kind of makes, at least to me it makes sense.
Yeah, but you can have
it. Sounds
a
like there's a bird.
Yeah, someone's bird is squawking. Come on.
Alex, do you have a bird?
I do have a bird.
Alex.
Mom, put a blanket over its cage or something.
What is secret bird?
Do you have a secret bird? Are you hiding a bird from us?
How dare you?
I'm offended.
Ryan, what's wrong with your headset?
It's so hot!
Ryan.
Use it as a headband and just... Pull your hair back over your... Yeah, there you go.
It's so hot.
Get a haircut, you hippie.
I did get a haircut while I was in California.
Get another one.
Get a better one.
I'm not talking about my hair is hot. This house is hot. This fucking state is hot.
Okay, we That's get it. God.
More motivation to get out of there, Ryan.
So hot.
He's just dying over there.
Well, that's all I got. So, what have you guys been doing this week?
Finishing school. School's out. Woo!
Woo!
Alex Lost is Alex. Dead.
Alex?
Yeah, my
network. Too distracted by the bird.
Taking a dump right now, so.
He's fine. Just let him work it out.
Can you guys hear me still?
Yes, we can, Jordy.
Everyone continue.
So, like I was trying to say previously. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What? No one interrupted you.
It's your turn. You're up.
Let's yeah. Go. You said, like I was saying previously, and you're like, okay, go ahead.
So, I decided about a couple weeks ago that I'm going to get a Windows phone.
Oh, boy.
Oh, damn it, my mouth.
Oh, daisies.
So anyway, and I was like, you know, is this the right decision? And then, a few days before E3, Microsoft's like, hey, here's some exclusive Halo shit for your new phone that you're about to get. And I'm like, all right, well, thanks.
Okay. So do you have it already, or are you just going to get it?
I'm getting it on the 22nd or 23rd.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Very soon.
So is it only out for Microsoft phones?
Windows 8 devices.
Oh, my laptop is.
You might be able to get it for that. Okay. Guys, I don't know how I'm going to get my keyboard or my mouse. I'm just going to have to fucking deal with it, I guess.
You could just get up and get it, can't you? No? That's not an option. You'd be closer to the cooler over there.
Don't be silly.
Oh, you're pushing us away. I've been playing a lot of PvP maps in Minecraft this last week. Skyblock Warriors is one, yeah. That was fun. I played a game called War with Brenny and a few other Beastcrafters last night, which I hated. I had a terrible time playing that.
You look terrible. You don't do PvP.
Yeah, well, I'm not very good at it, which is one reason. I mean, when you're good at something, then you have fun with it.
Well,
and
yeah,
when you're not good
don't
at something,
get good at it unless you
Brenny's
do it.
Has been doing a ton of that stuff.
No, PvP is something, you know, just PvP in general, I've never had fun with. I don't like
bad.
The conflict. You know, I don't mind so much when it's between friends, but like when Brenny's always dragging me to these fucking online servers and stuff, and I don't like playing them.
Kind of server?
But then again, Turk has been working on these two new game modes. Battle Royale is fucking awesome, and then Battle Dome looks very promising. I haven't played Battle Dome yet. But Brenny has played both, and he really likes them. And I actually did have fun with Battle Royale, which was neat.
That is neat.
Yeah, yes. I played like one or two games, but it was like a really bad day for my internet, so it was just torture. Like,
does your internet have a good day?
Well, okay, that's probably actually the one reason. The main reason I didn't like the war server we played on last night. It was so fucking laggy. Like, I was getting so much block lag and everything like that, and it was impossible to play.
Was it like hosted in Australia or something, or was it just?
No. It was just a bad host. Mm. Or they were having a bad night, or they were getting DDoS. I don't know what it was. I was getting block lag for a long time, and you couldn't do anything with that.
Yeah, that's
dumb. And it's another one of those games too. It's like the way that war server works is like you choose a class, whether it be like a hunter, an archer, or I think a warrior was the other free one, and you start off on these islands. It's just like Skyblock, where you have like these little islands of materials and stuff, and you have to gather resources, and then you're supposed to build bridges to these other islands, collect more shit, and then you're supposed to attack the opposing force. But that sort of map heavily supports archers, people with bows and stuff. Like, you're going across these one-lane bridges, and a bow just has to hit you once, boop, you're down, and you lose one of your lives.
Yeah.
So it was so unbalanced. And those bow people, too. The people with bows, their arrows explode. One of three arrows will explode, I think it was what it was. So it's another one of those things. It's like, you guys aren't giving the melee people, like, any advantage at all.
Yeah.
So it was very difficult when the entire team had all arrows, and
they should give them, like, a projectile protection or something.
Not even that. It's the small knockback you get from an arrow shot from going across the bridges, you know?
Make the melee people fatter so that they can't be knocked off things as easily.
I don't know.
Sticky
it was just,
feet.
I think it needs a little bit more balancing.
This is a Worms theory.
Look, it could be.
We got to play Worms again.
We don't even have that footage.
Mm-mm. That's okay. We'll get it again.
Hey, we started the podcast early if we want to play some Worms after.
We didn't start early.
We didn't really start early.
We started, like, right on time.
Yeah.
God damn.
If anything, we actually started on time this week.
Which is early.
Which is early, technically, yeah.
That's true.
You guys are both correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there something wrong with you? Oh, you're a lamb now. I get it. Oh.
It happens.
Hey.
It happens.
I got this. I got Bioshock.
You what?
Bioshock.
Oh, you got it for the 360?
Yeah, I borrowed it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to rent it.
Because I wasn't about to drop $60, you know what I mean? Yeah, I would say rent it. I feel like I'm not going to play it again once I beat it.
Yeah, after I beat it on 1999 mode, I haven't even touched it.
Yeah.
There's no replayability.
What about
it's all right so far. I don't know about 10 out of 10 everywhere. It's okay so far.
Yeah, it did get a lot of overhype. I enjoyed the game. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I really did enjoy it, but I don't think anything that has zero replayability should get a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Ever.
I thought it got a lot of hype for it, too, because everybody's like, oh, shit, Bioshock Infinite. And then, like, a week later, nobody talks about it anymore.
It's a shooter.
Yeah,
like,
I haven't heard
when
anything
you boil it down,
about it.
It's a shooter.
Yeah.
It's good, a good story so far. I like that. It looks good.
Yeah.
Sure, it looked better on PC.
Yeah, it looks pretty good on PC.
But I mean, as far as gameplay goes, it's, you know, it's a shooter. You
it's
get
okay.
a shooter. Shooter with special powers, that's cool. You get to do the tear stuff, that's cool.
The plasmids or whatever they're called in Infinite, they don't apply as huh?
Vigors.
They don't apply as big of an impact on the game as they did in the first one. Like, I chose two, and I just stuck with those two the entire game.
Yeah, I like the Buck and Bronco and Shock.
Yep.
And
actually, I use Shock a lot. I use the Shock Trap.
I just like electric powers. I like electricity.
The Shock Trap things are really nice.
Yeah,
like,
they
you
are
just put them everywhere, and then you're good.
Just chuck them and let them walk into it, yeah.
Have you gotten the shotgun yet?
Yes.
Upgrade the shotgun and then use Buck and Bronco.
I was trying every time I go to the thing. Every time I go to the vending machine, I'd look for a shotgun upgrade, and I didn't see one for the longest time. So I was like, "All right, I'll just pay for whatever this." And then the very next one I saw, it had a shotgun. I was like, "God damn it! I wasted my money."
They update every like super major event.
Yeah. I figured they would, and I just couldn't wait anymore. I figured, okay, I have this gun that I really like, so I'll upgrade that. And then the very next one I got had the shotgun thing, and I couldn't afford it. But yeah, shotgun's my gun in that game. I like that and the carbine or sniper rifle. Either one. It's a solid game so far, though. I just don't know about 10 out of 10. That ain't me. I hear, what's it called? The one that just came out. Last of Us. Last of Us is getting 10s everywhere, too.
Yeah, that's true.
The game hasn't even come out yet.
You get the reviewers. Reviewers get it early.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I doubt they fucking played the game from start to finish.
I'm sure that some of them did. I'm sure most of them did.
Yeah. It's kind of their job,
mm-hmm.
you know, to play a game.
They don't do that much else.
Yeah.
Do anything else.
I think that Last of Us is going to be a very good game. I from an outside perspective, I don't see it being a 10 in my book, unless it's more open world than we think. If it's much more open world than I think it's going to be, then maybe, Because open world means a lot of stuff that you're going to miss, so there's replayability there, you know. But if it's on rails, like your decisions and stuff like that, you know.
It's not. That was like their big thing about, you know, decisions and all that.
That they actually matter?
Yeah. It's like, are you going to take the shot at this guy? Are you going to let him go? Is he going to come back for you later on? Are you going to save your bullets? Are you going to waste them all here? What's going to happen later? Blah, blah.
Okay.
You still talking about Bioshock?
No.
Oh. Sorry, I had to go stand in front of the swamp. I had to go stand in front of the swamp cooler.
When does Watch Dogs come out?
I was just thinking about that.
Not soon enough.
Right?
Watch Dogs.
I doubt that'll get 10 out of 10, too. If it does, then they're just giving them out.
2030.
Cool. It's this year.
According to Gaggle. November 19th. November 22nd for America.
Isn't it releasing on the new consoles?
There will be one on the... There's a version on the new consoles.
Yeah. Well, the demo that we saw a long time ago, it was running on next gen.
Right,
Or a PC.
It was most likely PC at that point. But apparently, from what's happening with all these people, you hear Warframe and PlanetSide are going to be on PS4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, apparently, with this new generation, it's going to be easier to have, like, you know, PC stuff ported over, because the hardware is more PC-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a thing. I was surprised Warframe on PS4. Like, oh. Good game, though.
Like, oh.
Yeah, you're still playing that on and off.
I still play it, yeah. I played it today. Yeah.
We should try to play again, now that they've had a little bit more time to work out the servers.
I don't know. You guys all ditched on me. That was a good game.
You never invite us. Every time, like, when you bring
what
it up, you're like...
I never invite you.
I've never gotten an invite.
Yeah, I've never once seen
I
you like, hey,
you
guys want to
play
Warframe?
Ryan, we were talking about it, how you had to do your level thing. You were like...
Oh, yeah, I've been on all day.
And I was like, hey, you should get on, and then you didn't get on. And then I played with Baguette and Gray.
Yeah,
they come play with me.
I had played with them all day.
You don't need an invite to come play Warframe with me. I play like five times a week.
It's not so much we need an invite, just we don't know when you're playing it.
I play it, like, all the time.
Always,
like,
apparently.
If I'm sitting in front of my computer talking to you guys on Skype, there's probably a 50-40% chance I'm playing Warframe.
That's a low chance.
Yeah, it is.
Are you serious? Anytime I'm in front of my computer, 50% chance is low?
Yes.
You're in front of your computer a lot.
Exactly. If I'm in front of my computer a lot,
I guess.
50% chance compared to any other game, really? Whatever, man. I'm still.
Can you hear that?
Not convinced.
Yeah. I was just curious, actually. I spun my ring.
Your ring?
My ring?
Oh. That
What's true. A ring?
It has a diamond in it.
Can I have it?
No, it's mine.
Is it real?
Then I don't care.
Yes, it is.
Why should I care?
Why should I worry?
Shut up. Stop it.
Hey, Dwight.
Hmm.
That thing that we did the second day at your house that I wasn't at all involved in whatsoever.
Yeah.
When's that coming out?
I don't know. I'm just now getting back situated, like settled down where I'm like organizing my hard drives again. I did just move that stuff over.
Yeah, inquiring minds, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Want to know.
I don't.
Soonish. I'm not going to rush it because there's a bunch of other stuff, like my main videos that I haven't put out in a while. Like, I haven't put out a hardcore video in a long time. Like a week and a half or something like that. So I'm going to get on that.
S&P.
Well, I just finished transferring the S&P footage of Terry's view. So I'm going to try to get an episode of that out tomorrow. And while that's up, I'm going to work on my hardcore and do all that stuff. I'm finally settled down and getting back into the swing of things. So Footage should start coming out again, and hopefully Team LPs as well.
Yes.
We'll start coming out more regularly.
Regularly.
Yes.
That's not the regular. Word.
No, regular. No, sorry.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the right word.
Yeah. No, I Googled it.
I Googled it.
I Google every word before I say them.
Good.
That's good. Smart.
That's a good practice.
Yep. I don't care.
More people should do that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's that. That's that on there.
Hooray!
Mm-hmm.
I'm still so torn up about that Cry of Fear footage. The second
half
was gonna
be quality stuff.
It was quality stuff. The second half was gonna be really funny.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You just rub it in some more.
Yeah.
Footage they will never know of.
Rub in how much fun you had.
The lost episode.
The lost episode.
Yeah, save that hard drive, Dwight. Maybe one day in the future somebody can get that crap off of there.
No, it's fucking, it is dead.
You don't know.
I guess. The thing is, like, I've done this before where hard drives die and I'll hold on to them like, maybe one day. And then at one point,
crying.
One point, like, back when, like, terabytes were, like, still kind of new, and, like, you get a terabyte and you're like, oh, awesome, I got a lot of this fucking space and whatever.
I don't know what that feels like.
I had a Samsung one. And I was just like, oh, man, I put all my stuff on there. And then that one died on me after like a year and a half of having it. And I was so sad about it that I just put it in a box in my closet. And like 5 years later, I found it. I was like, why do I still have this?
Welcome to the future. We can fix you now. We can save you.
So, but... Now all of my hard footage will be backed up. I got a RAID system going on, and
yeah, just back it up.
It's good. The new hard drives are very fast.
Something.
Huh?
Terry said something.
Oh, Terry, what'd you say?
Say anything.
No, I didn't say nothing. Never mind. Terry never said anything.
Why you calling me out like that?
So, what I think we're going to do to try to keep us a little bit more on track and scheduled for shit, you guys all use Gaggle and Gaggle-complianted things.
I hate Gaggle.
Yes.
You should have a Google Calendar. Sniper Google.
See, Ryan right there knows what I'm talking
Google.
About.
Yeah?
That's Sniper a good Google. Idea.
So what? Nope.
It's Sniper Google.
Oh, okay. Sniper Google Calendar. We'll have all pictures right. of my...
SniperGoogle.com. Not available, Ryan. Buy it.
Do it.
I thought you said it's not available.
Yeah. As in, like, no one has
there's
it.
There's nothing there.
So it is available.
So it is available.
Shut up.
My God. Shut up, Ryan. You're giving me massive squirts tonight.
Because you're wrong?
No.
No.
Terry immediately knew what I was talking about.
But you were still wrong,
well,
regardless.
I immediately knew
yeah,
what
I knew
Ryan
what you were saying,
was talking
too.
About.
I knew exactly what you were saying as well, Dwight.
We're not going to go to the 16-year-old girl for tech advice. Why are you on her side?
Wow, dude.
Wow.
Why?
What?
Maybe she knows. What the fuck?
She didn't know. That's the problem.
No, she did with know. Ryan. I was like, so he can't buy it.
Yeah, and then you explained yourself, and I understood, but you were still wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
Terry, you backed the wrong horse on this one. I hope you know that. Look, I hope you're mad enough to see the error of his ways.
I got plenty of money to work with, all right? I can take my losses.
Terry's an angel investor.
How much is it going to cost to make all this go away?
That's my silent part.
You just write down a number. Just write down a number and slide it over.
Make it happen. We'll make it happen. I'd add another zero.
A zero on top of a zero.
Whatever you're thinking, add another zero.
Add another zero.
That's $2.
It's still $2, sir. What?
You wanted you added 20
you
cents.
Added, you added the decimal first.
You added the wrong... Oh, you added on the wrong side. You just keep adding zeros on the left.
The decimal the wrong way.
You're making less money every time. That's a
okay,
bad...
Well, now you have 20 cents, sir. I was going to give you $2, but now you have 2 dimes. All right, add another zero. Okay, well, now you're down to 2 pennies, sir. Are you going to keep on
this
going?
This is Canada. We don't have pennies. there. I'm sorry.
How are you not seeing your feet? Doing?
You know what? Here's $50. Go. Just go.
This is random and completely off topic, but did you know that the scene with the bear in it in Game of Thrones a while back? No spoilers on anything about the scene, but there's a bear. That was actually a real bear. That wasn't CGI.
It looked like a real bear.
The wolves are CGI.
Well, those aren't real wolves. Those things are huge. They're the size of cows.
Well, yeah, but sometimes they...
I remember watching the bear scene and thinking, wow, they got a real-ass bear. They are serious stuff.
I had no idea, because I just assumed, you know, they wouldn't be able to know the real bear.
That's the last episode I saw.
The real-ass bear.
Ryan.
I love bears, but that was scary.
Do you guys know the name of the bear? Ryan.
What?
It was like,
you need to catch up. I don't know how you've survived this week on the internet.
Dude, I haven't seen anything. Seen anything about the last
three episodes.
I don't
know. That's a miracle.
Ryan, I was one day late, and I was pissed because everybody wouldn't shut the fuck up.
I don't know what
that is. I didn't hear what happened.
I roll through Google News, and I see Game of Thrones, and I just pass right on.
Ryan watches.
Honestly, I got more spoiled for me after the Jon Snow and Ygritte thing than last week's episode.
No, Ryan, it was fucking forever ago.
Ryan,
you can't even hear
sex.
What?
Just trying to get him back.
Ryan, you have homework.
He can't hear us, anyways. He's just waiting for no reason at all. He took off his headset, by the way, everybody, and he just threw it down, and he's literally nothing has been spoiled for him that he hasn't already known.
Ryan, if you like dicks, say nothing.
See that? Do you see his hand? He was like this. He's like, give me those dicks.
Yeah, right, Ryan? Give me some of that.
Ryan? Look at, see, he's like, I want those.
I want the D. He wants it.
Well, Ryan, we can give you all those dicks.
No spoilers. But you have homework to do.
I totally agreed to wanting a lot of dicks because you kept going like this, and you were like, "Yeah, me, I want these dicks," and you missed out. She didn't say anything you don't already know, Ryan.
Yeah, I just heard Jon Snow.
No, I'm not. I don't.
I was all bam.
No. That's not what I was talking about. You see.
Yes, I need to catch up. I know.
Finale's next week, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so cut that it's over.
This is how it always is.
I know.
Stupid.
But Breaking Bad this summer. That's cool.
Yeah, finally. I don't know why they cut it in half. Just show me the whole season.
What is it?
I know. It's mean. Breaking Bad.
Oh, who cares?
I care. It's a good show, and you're missing out.
I live here.
Yeah, you're missing out.
I watched the whole first season. It's not like I didn't give it a chance.
Missing
out. What do you guys talk about?
Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Falling Skies starts again this Sunday.
I need to start that.
I love that show. It's fucking incredible.
What?
That's what I hear. But...
Falling Skies.
I heard the words, Ryan.
Okay, well, what the fuck you want from me? It's Steven Spielberg.
I don't know what show that is. I've never heard of this show.
Alien, Steven Spielberg. Yeah. Pew, 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 pew. End of Earth.
I need to start that, too.
End of Days. Gooby praise.
Are we doing
Set
this out?
6 months into a world devastated by an alien invasion. The series stars Noah Wyle as Tom Mason. A former Boston... University history professor. Who becomes second in command of the second Massachusetts Mills. What? He just becomes.
Well, I mean, through a series of events, they kind of show you.
You there! You go tell this militia to do stuff about.
Well, the militia's just formed of people, like refugees.
That's what a militia
is. The men from those people are become
refugees.
The soldiers. Refugees. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Apologize. It's my accent.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. We don't make fun of you.
We make fun of the Refugees.
Of all the Refugees. Because they deserve it.
Yeah, but shit just went down at the end of the second season, so it's going to be like, what?
So,
oh, it's only two seasons?
I thought they were further along. No, it's like one of those 10-episode bullshits like Game of Thrones.
That's good then. Okay, I will get that tonight.
Interesting.
Maybe 13, I don't know. It's not long.
It's TNT.
Yeah, they know drama.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Apparently so.
I get it.
That's what I've heard.
That's what they tell me.
Them, literally.
Yes. That was the joke.
So when I don't have my glasses on, Dwight's microphone and little thingamajigger that's around his microphone. Don't move it! God damn it.
You have ruined this entire story.
He already forgot what he was going to explain,
apparently.
That's
exactly what I was going to explain. Move it a little bit this way. Move it a little bit this way. Which one? Towards the lamp.
For people listening.
Right there, right there. Down a little bit. Down a little bit. Okay, up a little. There you go.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so now, because I don't have my glasses on, it looks like a building with a really, like a tower with the light coming out the top.
Little lighthouse.
Very, very good, Ryan. I'm sorry I ruined your imagery.
You did. You ruined it. You cut me off. You ruined it!
Oh, someone's mad.
So angry.
I've never been so angry before.
So anyway.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited to catch up on Game of Thrones. Falling Skies is awesome. I suggest it to anyone that likes science fiction.
Getting that tonight. Tonight, motherfucker.
Let me know what you think, buddy.
I will. Oh. I'll probably yell at you.
Tonight. Wait, we're not doing something else after the podcast?
No, I'm just saying I will start acquiring it tonight.
Ah, I see.
Via brainwaves.
Maybe I'll start it over. I have it somewhere around the house.
Very sly. Very sly, right? Just doing the...
There's always money in the banana stick. Wink.
The Lucille wink. It's not even a wink, it's a blink.
Gross.
I know.
It's a one-eye blink.
Yeah, it's just it's so gross.
She does it so slow.
I know, and it's just like nothing else on her face moves, but that one eye... Bloop. Where is Alex? Alex, where are you?
I'm here.
No, on the Instagram.
I'm here.
No, I'm here. Dare to terminate.
Alex, tell us what you had to report down there.
You know, it's
a real shitstorm.
It's,
here,
it's a real shitstorm.
Wait, is that the storm? Like, or is that TV?
The tornado.
No, it's a storm, Ryan.
I gotta know. I was just asking. I didn't know if
really
that was a making through. Those noise.
He was asking where you're at in Arrested Development.
Yeah, where are you at in Arrested Development?
Oh, I haven't moved from the last time I saw it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I just haven't had time.
Oh.
Unfortunate.
Make time.
I know, right?
God. All I hear is excuses.
Oh my god! They're having a fire sale!
I actually still haven't finished the new season. I got a few episodes in, and then I forgot.
Get on it.
Yeah, I just finished it for my second time yesterday.
Ooh, already through it your second time, huh?
Yeah.
Almost. My second time.
Yeah, I think I'll probably have to watch it again. Few episodes, I was so lost.
I really appreciate it. I have been appreciating it more the second time, now that I know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It all makes.
Oh, that is what that show. You gotta watch it more.
Yeah, yeah. You have to watch it as many.
It's a completely different experience the second time. It's a completely different experience every single time.
Every single time, there is a new joke that I get. I didn't get the last time I watched the series.
Yeah.
Lucille. I like how they brought back the The feather bottom. The name.
Yeah.
They brought back like other characters' names that didn't come back, but they brought them back in.
Ah, there's the point. Okay. Alex hasn't seen it all.
Alex, take off your headphones.
For what?
Oh, you can't see us.
And then, no, it doesn't matter, because Dole hasn't seen it either. It doesn't matter.
No, she saw it.
Oh, yeah, you saw it?
I haven't seen the new parts. Oh, I've seen all the old parts.
That's what I'm saying. It's in the new one.
Tell me,
and
just
like
tell me. Fuck
halfway? No. I don't know how far I am in the new part.
No.
I can take off my headphones.
Send me a
okay,
private.
Okay, I will. No, I will... I will say that I thought it was brilliant what they did with George Michael and Lucille too.
Oh!
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about!
Right?
It was!
I was like, oh,
fucking...
shit.
It's another one of those things that the show is great about, like... I don't know, just...
They're really consistent. Like, they know their shit. They pay their attention to all that
continuity.
Shit.
Wait, the continuity
hold on,
in this show...
It,
yeah.
Hold on. What?
It's okay. In George Michael's...
Ryan, I'm going to type it to you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, just
type it. I'll type it to Ryan, and then he can read it.
It was brilliant.
I'm sure that some people listening will
yeah, they'll
know what you're talking about.
It was brilliant, because it was one of those things that I didn't even think of. Like, it never crossed my mind until that point.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it at that, Ryan. You shouldn't need any more explanation.
Wait for
well,
it.
Well, he doesn't have his glasses, though. Ryan, put your glasses
on. His face reading. He's like, ooh.
Just put them on, Ryan.
Wait for it.
That's true. I did. I found that funny. I remember.
Right?
That is so true. I was oh, my God. Like, I thought about it. Like
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. The continuity in the show is just through the roof.
It is. That's it's really good.
And the run-on jokes that go on forever before the event happens. Like when Terry mentioned that... Well, I can't even... Well, for people that haven't seen the first few seasons...
Lucille!
There was the part where... what's her name? Lindsay was talking to the Terry Crews, the politician dude.
Yeah.
And the narrator's all like, she reminded him of Tobias when they first met.
Yeah. Which is exactly
that back.
Yeah. They went way back.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was funny.
Good show.
Brilliant.
I feel like we bring up the show every podcast now.
I love it.
It's just because
it.
Of the new season, and like, all of us are just, like, I just now started watching it, you know. Well, not just now, but you know what I mean.
Recently.
Yeah, recently.
In comparison to me and Terry.
Yes.
Oh, good times.
People always ask me who my favorite character is, and I have to say it's Job.
Yeah.
Tobias, I think, is a close second, though.
People love Tobias. Tobias just gets under my skin after a while.
It's because it's like,
I can almost taste
it's the opposite for me. Job kind of gets under my skin after a while.
Have you guys seen 30 Rock at all?
Yes.
Yes.
The
little bit.
The receptionist kid. What's his name?
Kevin.
No.
Paige.
The page. What's the page's name?
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin. The one who's very polite, proper.
The blonde one.
Aryan,
his name's Kevin.
Aryan race.
Are you talking about? Okay, whatever.
Does it matter? We know who you're talking about.
Well, yeah, no. How he there was one part in that show where they're like, "I would love to see how you see the world," and he goes to his eyes, and it's all the puppets and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like you know, from like Sesame Street. I think that's how Tobias sees the world. I think it's all a bunch of puppets. And so, like, he doesn't see anything wrong with you know going around going like.
I can't wait to get these leading man parts in my mouth.
Sorry, what? I just blew myself for the first time in 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are there any little girls alone here?
Oh, God. Oh God.
Daddy wants to get his rocks off.
He blew himself.
Seriously.
That actor always plays really funny parts.
David Cross.
David Cross.
Yeah, David Cross. He seems to be really good in everything that I've seen him in. Although, off the top of my head, all I can think of is Kung Fu Panda and She's the Man. I'm sure there were other things, too.
You're such a 16-year-old girl.
That's what I'm saying.
She's the Man was excellent, and Kung Fu Panda was...
She's the Man with Amanda Bynes.
Was that like your childhood movie you grew up to? Was Kung Fu Panda? Was that your animated movie?
No, I saw it in... In sixth grade in Chinese class, we would consistently. Exactly.
Okay, hold on. Because there's a few things wrong with that already.
What?
I missed it.
Chinese class in sixth grade? What?
Yeah, I did it. I did it in middle school. I took it sixth through eighth grade.
Number two.
Mandarin.
You're watching Kung Fu Panda.
Okay. So like here's the thing.
It's like we're one, Terry.
So
it's like we finish each other's sandwiches.
I was just on the moon watching.
So with Chinese teachers who come to America, if they're good, they're going to be from China, right? In China, all the kids are like super respectful because that's how they're taught to be. So when the Chinese teachers come to America, it's like the worst thing ever for them. Like, every kid will take advantage of them, will say they need to go to the bathroom, and then never come back. Like, they pull that kind of crap all the time. So in sixth grade, we had a really, really bad one. Like, by seventh and eighth grade, it was much better. But in sixth grade, like, it was just so bad. So we would try every single day, we would ask the teacher if we could watch Kung Fu Panda. She would keep showing us this cartoon called Monkey King, which I'm sure that you might have actually heard of, because it's which is hilarious in itself. We had no idea what was going on, but it was hilarious and crazy. But so finally, at the end of the year, she let us watch Kung Fu Panda, and so that's... I don't remember where I saw it originally, but yeah, Kung Fu Panda.
So this wasn't actually a Chinese class. You weren't learning Chinese or Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Yes, I took Mandarin 6th through 8th grade.
Holy shit!
I switched schools.
So it wasn't like...
What kind of school did you go to?
I don't know. They had other things, too. Spanish.
You gotta remember, she lives in L.A.
Are there a lot of Mandarin speakers in L.A.?
There's a lot of people in L.A.
So, I mean, what am I taking now? I'm taking German now. Like, 9th grade, I took ancient Greek. Like,
yeah, that's... I mean, German is not that far out there. I feel like Mandarin's kind of out there for sixth grade. Like, you don't, over here, we didn't even start on foreign languages until high school.
Yeah, it was fucking Spanish and French.
Yeah, no. That school, when I was going to it, they started French in kindergarten. They started French. And then you were allowed to switch to Spanish in third grade if you wanted to. Which I did, and then you were allowed to switch to Chinese in sixth grade if you wanted to, which I did.
So, you speak Mandarin?
I don't remember any of it. I actually tutored a kid in it, like, a few months ago.
You can't speak?
In sixth grade. No.
Terry, you're getting all robot-y.
Terry, now you talk Japanese all the time. Right there, Josh.
That's right, Alex.
Dole, I'm surprised you didn't get back into it when Elena was taking it.
We used to talk a little bit, kind of, but at that point, I had already begun to like forget stuff because I was taking like ancient Greek, so already like my languages were mushing, and it was just like it was too far gone by that point.
Now, are you going to learn anything that's going to help you in life?
I was about to say, I'm surprised they didn't start you off with Spanish instead of French, being from L.A.
Right. You're way down there next to the border.
Spanish would have been much more useful.
They're similar. If you learn the basis of either one, you can pick up the other one pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been interested in, like, the normal languages, though.
Yeah, can you speak Spanish?
Me?
Español?
No, Terry. Yeah, you.
Sí.
I don't know. I remember songs that we had to learn in fifth grade, actually.
Hola, como estas?
Can you sing
songs
one of the
about,
songs?
Like, what?
Can you sing one of the songs?
There's one about pumpkins. Also, I can sing. I can sing La Bamba, like, almost, like, a lot of La Bamba.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. The song's about tearing a cockroach's wings off.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't.
Me neither. That's sad.
My step-grandma told me, what do you want from me?
Yeah, I pretty much forgot most of my Spanish once I was
Never took a foreign language.
How did you get away with that? What did you do instead of a foreign language?
Band.
How does that replace foreign language credit?
Yeah, what?
It was
I
either
didn't take foreign language either.
It was either a what foreign language do? Or a performing art.
Performing.
There you go. That's a piano.
Oh, there you go.
That is
I took both. What is this? Yes. Shit?
That's what I said. I had two periods of band every single year. Two just chill ass periods at the beginning of every single day my entire high school career.
Well, I got lucky too because I took Spanish 1 in 8th grade. So I just go take Spanish in the morning at the high school and then back to the middle school. And then by freshman year, I just had to do one more year and then I was done for the rest of high school.
That's what I did with math. I took algebra in summer school before.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Like, knock that shit out. And then by your senior year, you're just like, you can do whatever
the fuck
you want.
Dude, I took U.S. history in summer school. Mm-hmm. I took algebra, geometry. My senior year, I had band, English, government, and econ, and then computer design. That joke of a class. Oh, I don't know if we can talk about this here, but I found out what happened to her. Like, why she never came back.
Why?
Who?
Yeah, that's better that you'll figure it out. I don't want to name any names. Embezzlement.
Oh, okay.
Well.
She was the union treasurer and was skimming off the top. From the union.
Wow. On top of all the other shit she did.
What?
On top of all the other shit she did. Now there's embezzlement.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, and my
horse crosses the finish line.
I need to oil the gears up in here.
Yeah, my mom and I had a long talk about it while I was there.
Interesting. Man, that.
Crazy, so, right? Now
yeah,
we know.
No, yeah, well, I mean, not it's like it's. Yeah, I mean, really, like we should have expected it.
Yeah, right.
If anything, like next year, we're gonna find out another thing. It's like, oh yeah, and she was in the FBI too. She was stealing weaponry.
Well, you know, it's like, what was his name, Mr. Ranches? Did any of you have him?
I did.
Shut up,
Alex. Did. Alex, tell us your favorite Mr.
I have
Ranches
him now,
story.
Dude. No, you don't. He's in prison.
Oh. Oh my god.
I don't know the details, but I know it all started on his like
the no, sixth, you don't.
He got pulled over. He got pulled over like the fourth time while being just high as a kite.
Dude, that guy like, dude. I always had a feeling in his class. I always had a feeling that guy was just just on a cloud somewhere.
Dude, he straight up told us.
He was like, whatever, man.
Yeah, dude, I went up to him and I was like, I had not even tried to write this paper, okay? And I walk up to the guy and I was like, you know, I'm going through some really tough times right now, which I wasn't. things were just fine.
Hey, man.
You know, I'll get that to you as soon as I can. You know, I just can't turn it in right now. I'm going to miss the deadline. I can't get it incomplete because then I can't swim. And he's like, all right, I'll give you a B for now and just turn it in whenever. Do you think I ever turned that fucking paper in? Do you think I ever turned that research paper? Like, it was like the end of the year research paper.
Ryan, you were such a piece of shit in high school. I mean, I think you, like, you took every possible thing that you could do and just been the best asshole that you could possibly be.
Three years milking the staff, and my brother had spent 4 years before me milking that staff so we could get away with fucking murder at that school.
Fucking in Collier's class, you were failing that class, and then you pissed her off, and then she was going to fail you, like, completely, and you weren't going to graduate, right, or something like that?
Yeah, well, she was trying to fail me for two classes. If she only gave me one F, it didn't matter.
Right, so you ended up proving that she didn't keep a fucking book of our grades, and I think everybody got A's.
And I got transferred out.
Oh my god!
I got transferred out into Edom's class as his TA, but he couldn't put me as his TA, so I was just in his English 1 class and got an A in that class, which changed my freshman year D to an A, and I didn't have to do fucking shit.
Ryan, you need to write a book.
I had 150 hours to make up, and I walked into Lupe's office, and I was like, Lupe, I need to make up these hours or I can't walk, and there's just not enough time. She had me do one Saturday school in her office, filing her shit, and it was gone.
I think you need to call the book just Be the Best Asshole You Can.
I can't relate to these kids now.
No. But even still, I think the book would sell.
I'll put a pen down.
The name only.
When I get my new phone, I'll start writing it.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. How to be the biggest asshole. I can have Sarah help me write it. She knows all about it.
Yeah. She was there.
She was in the blunt of a lot of that assholery.
What a word. Was that a pun towards your "you beat women" thing in high school?
No.
She was in the blunt of it.
She had nothing to do with that, and I never beat women, although I should have just punched her. Not Sarah, of course.
Melissa, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her name. I remember her.
That damn right. Woman beat her.
Right in her flat chest.
Anyways, I think that's a fantastic spot.
That's not nice.
Stop the podcast.
No 50-50 this time?
You guys want to do it? We technically...
We skipped
we're still...
I am down for 50.
All right. Send me the link again.
What is this? Explain.
Oh, no,
you can't. Dull, you can't participate.
That's okay. That's okay. Right, just right. Explain what's going on.
You haven't so you don't listen to the podcast?
No. We're not going to put that on.
I've been really busy the past few weeks.
Oh, you're really busy.
Usually I do, though.
Okay, let me.
What's going on with the podcast?
Oh, this. Okay.
So, for people that are just don't know what 50-50 is, you missed the three podcasts that we've done it on now. 50-50 is a subreddit where you don't see any pictures. It's a picture that's linked or a video in some cases.
I don't like that.
Of two choices, and in the text it'll say, I'll just take number one right here. Guy having fun through video chat, not safe for work, or girl having fun through video chat, not safe for work. Now, it's not usually that tame. It's usually something very, very gross or usually a naked girl or something like that.
Like number six, nude woman with balloons, man fucking balloons.
Yeah, there you go.
You linked this in, I think, the regular, the T-Mongu Skype chat, and so I was, like, looking at it, and I was like, okay, what's this? This is really dumb. Like, it seems like it's terrible no matter what you get, because you either get, like, gross, like, porn or something, or you get, like, a gross, gruesome, like, someone's cut or something.
Yep.
And it only occurred to me, like, 3 days ago, because someone told me this, like, for some people, the porn is actually a good thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no. For me, it was, like, 100 out of 100 bad. It was going to be bad no matter what.
We stated that we were going to do this, I think we said we were going to keep on doing it if we got good stuff, but if we got three bad things, we would stop.
Yeah,
we're at two right now.
Three no, we got row? A good one. We got a good one.
Well, no, okay. I thought you. I didn't know we were gonna do.
Three oh, or no, we were gonna do. Was it three?
Well, it's because we did it twice, and we're like, we got fucked twice, and so yeah, we said on this third time, if it's bad, we're never doing this again. But okay. It turned out to be good. So what is our rule set? Are we just gonna keep this going until we get three in a row bad, or?
I don't know. Let's get some input, Alex.
I'm down for three.
Three in a row. So if we get three bad ones in a row, we're done. It's out.
Or just another bad one, and then we're done. It's because three total.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that one bad. We're out of the game for.
Are we doing three bad in total or three in a row bad?
Three. I don't want to see three bad.
Well, we've already seen two.
Yeah. So if we just do three bad, this will be the last one if it's bad.
I say we just do that, because I really don't want to keep this going.
Okay, all right.
If we get another bad one, we're done.
All right, get out the random generator. Let's do it.
I already got it going. All right, our random number is 21.
Oh, good. We don't have to go far this time.
Yeah, everybody scroll down to the number 21 on the list.
Refresh real quick.
21, here we go.
I'll just do a
good slash bad unclear. A normal product Reddit made terrible. Or a terrible product Reddit made normal.
I don't know what that means.
Well, okay. Well, this one isn't.
Yeah, you suck, though. I pick another one.
Yeah, Reese.
Not... Fuck you, I suck. Piece of shit. It's a random thing. 11.
11.
Yeah, scroll up.
11. 50-50. Hot blonde girl getting her asshole licked.
Oh god, this one is.
Okay, all right.
See, this one isn't it bad no matter what? I don't understand.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's choosing the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah,
okay?
So we're choosing the first one as the lesser evil, right?
Okay, so the choices are.
I don't want to do this.
I just want to say to everybody that's under 18 listening to this podcast, please just fucking shut off now and move on to the next podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, because it is.
Put a disclaimer in front of this podcast.
Hot blonde girl getting her asshole licked while having sex, or blonde girl eating actual shit.
Okay.
So this is bad. So it's the lesser of two evils.
All right, you guys ready?
I'm not ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
My body is ready. All right, go.
3, 2, 1, go. Okay.
Okay, all right. Not the worst thing.
Not the worst thing. So do we call this one a win? But will it really be a win?
Yeah, we'll call it.
Was it a win?
It was. We didn't have to see shit.
Technically speaking, that's a win.
It was a win. We chose heads or tails, and we got ours.
Yeah. It was both tails in that situation. All right, goodbye, everybody.
All right, guys. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.